Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden arrived in Kenosha, Wisconsin Thursday after the police shooting that left a black man paralyzed. Biden's visit to the city was a sharp contrast to President Trump's trip there just 2 days earlier. NPR's Julene McCarthy reports from Kenosha.
Joe Biden met and prayed with the family of Jacob Blake. President Trump did not see them. Blake's shooting had ignited fiery unrest. Two protesters were killed. Biden said violence in any form is wrong and pressed the message that the president has been fanning it. He said Trump continues to try to divide the country.
Give succor to the white supremacist. Talks about how there's really good people on both sides. Talks in ways that are just absolutely, I've never used this regard to president before, not only incorrect, but immoral.
Biden said the answer was to vote. He promised if elected, there will be a National Commission on Policing out of the White House. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Kenosha.
White House officials say they expect Congress will approve a stopgap measure to avert a government shutdown. Current spending bills expire at the end of the month. A coronavirus vaccine may be closer to reality, but health experts doubt it'll be ready to distribute before Election Day. As NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports, the government has been spending billions of dollars to speed up that effort.
The effort is called Operation Warp Speed, and its chief scientific advisor is Moncef Slaoui. He spoke to NPR about the likelihood of a vaccine being available next month.
It's extremely unlikely, but not impossible, and therefore it's the right thing to do to be prepared in case.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told public health officials around the country to prepare to distribute a vaccine as soon as late October or early November. But a lot would have to happen between now and then for the Food and Drug Administration to okay that. Even if a vaccine isn't ready by October, Slaoui says he thinks a vaccine will be available to the highest risk groups before the end of the year. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks fell sharply Thursday, led by declines in technology shares. The Nasdaq Composite Index tumbled nearly 5%. Michael Farr of the wealth management firm Farr, Miller & Washington says the tech sell-off was not expected, but there's no cause for overreaction.
Which we've been running up for several weeks. This is the first real pullback we've had in a while. So this could easily be nothing more than a pause that refreshes, shakes out some of the weaker hands. Warren Buffett says you get to see who's swimming naked when the tide goes out. This is a bit of a tide going out.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are down. This is NPR News. House Democrats are seeking an investigation into whether senior administration officials used their positions and government property to promote President Trump's reelection campaign. Members of the Oversight Committee are concerned about speaking events on White House property, including last month's Republican National Convention. Critics say it violated the 1939 Hatch Act, which limits political activity by federal workers while acting in their official capacity. NATO ambassadors will hold an emergency session on Friday to discuss a response to the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. The Russian opposition figure remains hospitalized in Berlin after being poisoned. As Terry Schultz reports, German officials say Navalny was given a nerve agent that was developed in the Soviet Union.
The German government shared Navalny's toxicology test results with allies, prompting the NATO Secretary General to convene a discussion on possible next steps. In 2018, NATO expelled seven Russian diplomats after the UK government found that Novichok had been used to poison former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter, along with two other people in Salisbury. But that attack was on NATO territory, and the Navalny poisoning took place in Russia, so it's unclear whether NATO will consider it has a mandate to act against Moscow this time. Russia denies involvement in the August 20th attack, which caused Navalny to collapse in pain after drinking tea at an airport in Russia's far north. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support